It's Now Again. Welcome back to It's Now Again, your daily mindfulness training session. My name is Jeremy West. I'm your host. And today we're diving into a question that comes up often in conversations about healing from religious trauma. Is it okay to still hold on to some religious beliefs? This question is incredibly personal. There's no one-size-fits-all answer. Many people find that as they step away from organized religion, some beliefs still resonate with them. Whether it's core values, spiritual practices, or teachings they genuinely find helpful. So let's explore how to navigate this with mindfulness and intention. Imagine that your beliefs are a bridge. When you start questioning or leaving your religious background, it can feel like the bridge is falling apart. You might even feel that to heal, you need to abandon every plank of it. But sometimes, certain parts of the bridge are solid and can continue supporting you as you build something new. In this process, it's okay to keep pieces of that bridge that feel true and useful for you. You are allowed to let some beliefs stay, even as you question or discard others. This is one of the most important things I want you to learn in your healing from religious trauma, is you're allowed. As long as you're not harming other people, and hopefully not yourself, you're allowed to do whatever works best for you. You're allowed to let some beliefs stay. You can question or discard other beliefs. The goal is not to tear down the bridge entirely, but to rebuild it in a way that feels authentic and supportive. To start, reflect on which beliefs genuinely resonate with you. What teachings or ideas still bring you peace or guide you toward becoming the person that you want to be? For some, this might be concepts like compassion, love, forgiveness, meditation. These elements can exist outside a strictly religious framework. You might even find that they exist better for you outside of a strict religious framework. They can be core values that remain true for you, independent of their original religious context. Mindfulness helps here by allowing you to sit with your beliefs and listen deeply to what actually feels authentic. Once you've identified beliefs that resonate, it's helpful to explore why they resonate. Are they comforting because they align with your current values, or are they lingering out of fear or habit? One way to approach this is through self-inquiry. Ask yourself questions like, does this belief empower me or make me feel small? Does it support my growth, or does it keep me stuck in old fears? Through this reflection, you might find that some beliefs truly serve you, while others might no longer be beneficial. Think of your beliefs as plants in a garden. Over time, some plants might grow beautifully, while others may start to crowd out healthier growth. As you cultivate your garden, it's okay to keep the plants that are thriving and align with your current vision, even if they were originally planted in a different season of your life. This process of weeding out doesn't have to mean rejecting everything. Instead, it means nurturing the beliefs that help you grow and letting go of the ones that don't. Some religious beliefs may become these well-rooted, supportive plants in your personal garden. There's no rule book that says you have to abandon everything from your religious past to heal. Healing from religious trauma is about finding what works best for you. If certain beliefs or practices bring you peace or meaning, it's okay to let them be part of your journey. It's common to feel pressure to either reject everything from your past or to hold on to everything out of loyalty. But mindfulness encourages us to take a compassionate middle path, to honor what we genuinely need without feeling forced to conform to any one way of thinking. Sometimes a belief or concept that once felt limited can take on new meaning when you reinterpret it in a way that serves your current path. For example, if your religious upbringing emphasized the importance of compassion, you might expand that compassion to include yourself and others in a broader way. You might expand it to include people who you thought of as sinful in the past. For me, I extended far more people of the I extended my compassion far more to people of the LGBTQ community than I did when I was a fundamentalist Christian. So you can take those values that you got from religion and extend them without that rigid structure of drama. That's not drama, dogma. Another example could be the idea of community. In a religious context, it might have been specific to a church, but outside of that framework, it could mean fostering connections with people who support you without judgment or dogma. By reimagining these values, you're making them truly yours. Maybe you loved singing worship songs together with people at church, but you no longer believe in what those lyrics say. Maybe going to live music, particularly where you know the words and everybody in the audience knows the words, and you sing together in words that actually resonate more with you now. Remember, beliefs aren't static. Just as you've changed and grown, your beliefs can too. What resonates with you today may look different a year from now, and that's okay. The beauty of this process is that you are allowed to change. You are allowed. Be patient with yourself. Healing from religious trauma can feel like shedding old skin, and it takes time to find out what feels authentic. Just like the natural world, we're constantly growing and evolving, and so are our beliefs. If you're holding on to certain religious beliefs, see it as an opportunity to create something intentional and mindful. Just as you might build a house to suit your unique needs, you can construct a belief system that reflects your values, brings you peace, and supports your well-being. It's okay if that house has some familiar bricks from the past. What matters is that you're the one choosing how it's built this time and what it represents. Here's a simple mindfulness practice to help you explore your beliefs. Take a few minutes each day to sit quietly, breathe deeply, and ask yourself, what feels true for me today? This question allows you to tune into your authentic self without judgment. Over time, you'll notice which beliefs continue to feel genuine and which may no longer serve you. Holding on to some religious beliefs while healing from trauma does not make you any less authentic or committed to growth. Healing isn't about rejecting everything from the past. It's about making choices that reflect who you truly are now. And that might be different from yesterday, and it might be different from tomorrow. If certain beliefs resonate, let them be part of your journey. It's your path, and only you know what brings you peace. That's it for today. If you'd like more support or you want to explore mindfulness practices to aid in your healing journey, head over to jeremywest.net, where I offer coaching services and resources. And if you have a question or topic you'd like to hear more about, feel free to email me at itsnowagain@gmail.com. Until next time, stay present, keep practicing, and remember, it's now again.